Chapter 61, Leader Profile, Christina Wadke. Path to Leadership. I first met Christina in 2003 when she was running a design team at early Yahoo. Christina had studied photography in art school and learned product design working with several early internet teams. I then watched her career as she spent time in both product and design leadership roles at LinkedIn, MySpace, and Zynga. But no matter where she worked, she was known for her commitment to coaching and developing the people fortunate enough to work for her, which is why I felt she found her true calling joining the faculty at Stanford, where she teaches human-computer interaction and product design. Christina has also published several books, mostly around the theme of strong, empowered product teams, including a popular book on OKRs and another on leadership and team empowerment. This is why I've always considered her a kindred spirit. Leadership in action. Christina was very fortunate to learn product and design directly from some exceptional leaders. They showed her the real power of an empowered team. Here's her story in her own words. I joined Yahoo in 2002, when the internet was still very young, and Yahoo was at the time a very fast-growing and influential tech company. I was the first designer for the search team and was lucky enough to work for Irene Au. Irene had been a product designer for Netscape, and she went on to build the design team at Yahoo and later Google. Irene believed I had potential, and even though I didn't have management experience in tech, I had been a restaurant manager back in my starving artist days, Irene mentored me and gave me my first direct reports. Her real teaching, though, was watching her empower and grow everyone who worked for her. She gave me the role model I needed, someone who is strong yet always kind. She taught me that you don't have to choose between empathy and authority. Soon, another very influential person played a significant role in my career. Jeff Weiner ran the search business at Yahoo, and he later went on to join LinkedIn, coincidentally, when I worked there as a product manager, and has been their CEO for nearly 12 years. Jeff was the person who first encouraged me to move into a leadership role, running the search design team, which meant at least 20 people. Overnight, I managed way more people than I had ever done before. I definitely had my doubts. I had been getting more comfortable with managing the two folks who reported to me, but this position was likely to develop into a serious leadership role, and I wasn't at all sure I would be able to do the job. I'll never forget the moment. We were sitting in the cafeteria, and I told Jeff he should try to find someone better. He said, "I know you can do this job." He believed in me so hard, I had to believe in myself. During this period of rapid growth for Yahoo, and especially search, I soon found myself not just a manager, but a manager of managers for a fairly large-sized group. A total of 80 people reported into 9 managers who reported to me. I realized I needed to stop designing products in order to start designing a place where good design could happen. I had to design teams that could manage themselves. With such a large group covering such a range of design skills, it was clear to me that there was no way I could be an expert in all of these areas. And even if I was, I didn't have time to do everything. I realized then that if I ever wanted to sleep again, the only way I would succeed was if I could trust and depend on my team. When I sat down for the first meeting with the managers who reported to me, one asked me a question about how to handle a problem. I don't recall what it was, but I do recall that I asked him what he thought we should do. He made a suggestion, and I said, "Great, let's do that." That was the moment when the power shifted from me to we. From then on, those meetings were a place where anyone could bring any problem and we'd all work on it as a team. I've been making teams out of groups of individuals ever since. Teams can make miracles happen when no individual can. Finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention one other person who changed how I saw teams at Yahoo. Ken Norton also worked for Jeff, and Ken ran product management for Yahoo Shopping. Ken went on to a long and very successful career in product at Google and then Google Ventures. Until I met Ken, I thought product managers were essentially project managers I had to chase away from my designers so they could get work done. It was the first time I had seen real product management up close. And Ken set the bar for me on what good product teams need and deserve from their product managers. Ken taught me that product and design should always be partners. And this begins with respect for each other and each other's disciplines. We are better together. I know so many designers that have never met a strong product manager. But once you have, you don't want to go back. I am truly grateful for the leadership skills I learned from Irene, Jeff, and Ken. And these lessons have served me well in my career since Yahoo. Most important, I have always tried to pay it forward by investing in the lives and careers of others.